This is the Podcast Derbio Blacklist Podcast for this week's episode, Konitz. I am Brian, joined by Dave, as we go ahead and break down the season finale of the eighth season of The Blacklist. And give you our thoughts as to what we got out of this. And hope to hear your thoughts moving forward. Okay. So, it was an hour, you know, with commercials. So.
Of which there was two scenes of any real importance.
Yeah, it's a pretty slow episode. I think we talked last week, you know, we actually talked a lot last week about how, well, you know, the episode didn't really tell us anything we didn't already know, but we were able to talk a lot about it. This didn't tell us anything we needed to know. It was just it felt like fan service goodbye to a character because we knew Megan Boone was leaving. Like, she had all her little moments. And then we get, like, a montage at the end, but it just...
The montage was leading you somewhere.
Yeah, trying to.
Yeah.
Not successfully. So. Just doing its thing. But no, we pick up where they get out of the bunker, or their little hideout in the bunker, and the hatch.
I love the, can you walk? I just climbed out of the hatch. Of course I can walk. Yeah, exactly. Like, seriously? Like, how did you get in and out if she isn't able to walk? I mean, yep. That actually kind of made me mad.
But yeah, they get away. They're all good. Well, it was a through and through. We find out it was fine. She probably just had blood loss. But everything's good. Red reunites.
Yep. You know how bad that room would smell as they came out after the chemical that was just burned, less than the burning bodies?
Yeah, they didn't give us a sense of time that passed, but at first I thought when Dembe was checking the fingerprint that he was actually just checking toxicity levels in the air.
I thought he was trying to log into the dude's phone.
Yeah, didn't do that. But
like, that's an interesting way to log into a phone. Oh.
Yeah.
But he's got all of CODIS on his phone.
Yeah. But yeah, they fly out of there. All's good. And get back with, we get Miss French and Agnes, and very heavy Agnes episode. And it kind of makes sense as the season ends. So we'll get to that in a bit. She starts referring to him as Pinky. So Red's got a nickname. Not Red. He's also Pink. Which is hint, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
One of the many hints that this episode still wants to give us, but doesn't actually do anything. we get slapsticky Aram and Helium moments, and I was really, as it was coming, I'm like, you know what, Red and Dembe aren't, they're going to miss the opportunity of having Red and Dembe talk with Helium, but they didn't. Thank you. You know what?
That was the best scene of the entire damn season.
Good little moment. Thank you for giving it to us. You know, it was wholly unnecessary. Did nothing for the story. Did nothing for anything.
And but out of nowhere. Yeah. I mean, you did not need that in any way, shape, or form. There was no purpose to having Aram go see Wrestler and taking all of that. You know, there's just no.
Yeah. No, thanks for giving us that little moment.
Beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. Oh my God, I was dying.
and Wrestler's doing better. So, and we get, obviously we have confirmation Townsend's dead. Wrestler's doing better. Aram's going to go visit him. I mean, I hate going through the episode beat by beat, but there's really just, I'm just trying to see if there's anything worth talking about.
The one thing.
Yeah, Red and Cooper talk. About when, you know, taking care of Elizabeth when he's gone, and that he's still dying. Doesn't confirm that he's dying, but, you know, knows that things are getting bad, and says to Dembe that, you know, what he's got, what he has doesn't go away, and when it comes back stronger.
Right. Even though his blood tests are getting better, and he's,
right.
You know.
Yep.
They didn't use the word remission, but it was implied.
Yeah, they haven't said what it is. It could just be, you know, mystery disease. It doesn't really have to be labeled.
Yeah.
It unless it has to do with some sort of genetic thing. That would be the only thing. But we've had the genetic thing. That was Alexander Kirk's whole season. But that would be the only reason not to say. If it would be like he has breast cancer, which men could get it. It's rare. Yeah,
it was, what's his face from Kiss actually had it.
But could that be why they're not saying what it is? Could it be something that typically maybe a woman would get, because if they're trying to play up the Red Arena thing, but if that was the case, they would almost hint at it, that they would hint at the types of medication that he's taking, whatever it may be. I don't know. I don't know how any of that gets treated, but, you know, I'm leaning more towards I don't think the writers know, and I think it's just gonna be mystery, you know, disease X, and it really doesn't matter.
No, I agree. I think it's whatever it is, it's, you know, pointless, because he can come back and say there's been 15 known cases of this in history, right? And you know, they're all dead. I'm the current one, and there, you know, a few of them did get better for a couple of years, and then when it came back, it went down even faster. You know, which would I'd be okay with that. Sure. You know,
So he gives
The fuzzy kittens disease doesn't really matter.
Yeah. So he gives Cooper a list of people that are going to probably be vying for Townsend's Enterprise, and so kind of like, here's some blacklist names for the next year type thing. Yeah. And Cooper gives it to Aram and Park to start investigating, and they can disappear for a while from the show. What we get is the gist of the story, and really just the whole arc of the episode, is that Red's got a letter from Katerina for Liz, is going to give it to her, but as a condition that she must kill him. By doing so, this would show strength worldwide that she is capable of taking over his organization, and that nobody would question her, because she was the one able to take down Raymond Reddington. He's willing to sacrifice himself to protect her moving forward. And Liz juggling with if she's going to agree to this or not. And that's kind of your story this episode.
It was a soul searching.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of Red sitting in a chair. Giving, you know, speeches, you know, to
sighing,
your monologue, yeah, and you know, just talking about, you know, kind of reflecting.
Some of the best acting. I mean, we've never complained about his acting. He's never phoned it in. And this is some of his better, you know, kind of performance, you know, just sitting in a chair monologuing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Dembe was there, but was he really talking to Dembe?
He was more reflecting. It was self-reflection, and Dembe was just kind of in the room. But, you know, sometimes he was asking Dembe a question, but a lot of times it was just him thinking out loud.
Yeah, it was rhetorical.
Given all that, I still think Red would have had a better plan than this being the plan. Because I wouldn't even be confident in this plan as a viewer, seeing how Liz waffles on everything. I wouldn't be confident that her, you know, killing Red in front of the world would get her, you know, street cred. I don't buy that as a viewer of the show. I'm not sure that would work. So, and Red always has a plan. And that this is a plan that he's just seems to be conceding to so easily is kind of out of character for me.
It would have been like, yeah, we're going to go out through this. And by the way, you don't have a choice, because there's going to be another sniper that's going to do it over your shoulder for you.
Well, and I think that's what they were kind of hinting at, the possibility, especially at the end, that when she said, I can't do it, he's like, it's okay. Kind of like he was going to be saying, I got a backup plan. You know, camera's still going to show you, and everybody's going to believe you did it.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, is in order for it to be persuasive, just her doing it wouldn't be enough. It would needed to be shown, you know, no hesitation, walk up, shoot, walk away. You know, her sitting there having a conversation and crying. Yeah, it's not going to help convince the criminal world that
not showing
she's
a lot
badass.
Of strength. Yeah, not showing a lot of strength there. So, but you know, he felt he had to do this. This is the way she can't defend herself without the empire, his empire. And asks her to do it, and, you know, we find out that she declines. But he does say it's quite a story full of ambition and hope, love and loss, blah, blah, blah.
It's the story, again, he did that last week. Pay attention to the story. You know, not to what I'm telling you or whatnot. Just I'm focusing on that word because I am still so anti what they're trying to push down our throats.
And I don't think, I think they're pushing it to fool us. I don't believe they're pushing, because again, I said, if this was the case, they would have told us last week, and they would not have what happens to this character at the end happen without Liz finding out. We'll get there. Pinky does tell stories to Agnes about a Russian princess. It doesn't want to be a princess. So either that was written to just jab at us because it was trying to fool us, because you guys think you know, but you know you're an idiot. You're both idiots, and you're probably right. But it, you know, it is a theory that's kind of out there. Real quick, I was looking at the Red Arena thing. I was looking at an article, and somebody said that that theory has been around for 3 years. I feel like that theory has been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, almost since the beginning. That theory only came to be 3 years ago is a little BS, in my opinion. Just kind of flipping through my notes here. Liz talks to Cooper, kind of getting his take on it. She goes and sneaks in and sees Wrestler, and they kiss and whatever. Just get me out of this.
Whatever.
And then we get random moments with Beth Riker, who was the girl from the pilot. The girl that
the very first episode
Liz
yeah.
saved the very, very first episode. I double check. It's the same actress. So,
is it really?
Yeah. I was like,
nice. All right. That's clever.
Okay. I mean, I was looking at, they showed flashbacks and it kind of looks like her, but you know, it was 10, you know, eight seasons ago, you know, 8-9 years ago. So it's, you know, probably when that was
filmed. And the pilot was probably even longer.
Yeah. A good solid 10 years ago, and yeah, same actress. So she came back to reprise that role. She's still acting, so it's not like she did that one role and never acted again.
I don't know. No coincidences. I was like, and it turned out to be just a coincidence. But I'm like, she's a plant. There's a reason she's there to get her to the right place at the right time. And
I was too busy trying to critique it to actually pay attention to the moment that they were having. But no, basically, she just tells her.
It was, you know, pure exactly what they were trying to say.
It was fan service to say goodbye to the character. Reminds her of how but talked about the scar, makes her brave, hope she keeps doing what she's doing. And of course Liz changes her mind and now agrees that she'll kill Red. And now Red's questioning if it's the right decision. Like I said, Red himself was going back and forth that this was the best plan. And the fact that he was questioning it should have been clue enough. And it was almost like in the last time that we see him talking to himself was like he was trying to psych himself up and talk himself into it.
Like, fair. I would.
Well, yeah, but with any question, knowing how brilliant he is and how he's always one step ahead, again, just conceding to this seems, you know, especially when we haven't seen him sick in a while and they say the medicine's been working, why would he concede to this plan when he could do better protecting her and bring her into the organization as an heir and make that more world known? I don't know. Find an alternate way than just killing him in the street.
He could figure out. You know, he's Tony Stark. He can put Pepper Potts in power. Right.
He could figure this out.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, so she goes over, how's this going to work? And he's got it all planned out to the details of his death. But it still seems, I was thinking it seems sketchy. Like, it almost seems too planned. Didn't seem like he was telling her everything. I'll put it that way. He wasn't lying about anything, but he wasn't telling her everything.
Well, the fact that he had another set of plans that he went over with Dembe. And it was, the city will never take possession of your body.
Right. Right.
That was, okay. Why? There's no reason they couldn't get it back and make the body disappear afterwards, but there's obviously something that would potentially be discovered that, you know, wouldn't have been discovered when he was put in prison and had to do a physical exam, you know, mm-hmm. three seasons ago. But the city would do it. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Did they get to Liz's gun and put blanks in it? You know, is there something else? And, you know, they have to fool her.
Right.
She fooled him. There's no reason he wouldn't do it back. He died, you know. And,
yeah. If they got, yeah, that's a good point. If they got to her and put blanks or something in, and somebody else shot from a different angle and,
or knew that, as we talked about, that she was going to, you know, chicken out at the end. And, you know, have the sniper fire. So no matter what, she thinks it happened.
Right.
Even if she doesn't think she's the one that pulled the trigger, she thinks he's dead because he quote unquote died in front of her. And,
yep. In her arm. Yeah. Or not in her arms. Cause she's,
no, it doesn't matter. None of that's what.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we get a montage. We got several montages, montage of family fun outing in the park. It was like a music video. I don't know.
Woke up to the sound of pouring rain.
It was fine. It just didn't do anything. It didn't develop a relationship with Red and Agnes. And we started having that relationship.
It also groomed us to seeing a lot of Mrs. French.
Yes, we got lots of Mrs. French. Lots of Mrs. French and Agnes in this episode, which means we're going to get lots of...
How did Red went and found them? How...
My assumption is that
Liz was in surgery.
Told him on the plane, because then he got Liz the medical care she needed and then went to pick them up. Because remember, she was healing, recovering in bed at the place. So, yeah.
I like it better that he knew where they were the entire time.
It would be nice, yeah. So, Liz, you know.
Red is all knowing.
But Liz, before she agrees to do, this, but before she does it, she had, you know, wanted to. Just talked about mom. So she said about the promise he made to her to keep her safe. And she has the photo, the blurry one of her and mom on the,
which was good because I'd forgotten about that picture.
We've had that photo. It comes up.
We've had that photo forever.
And it's always been like, you know, and we always, you know, took that approach that it was blurry because they hadn't cast the actress yet to play it. And again, they're trying to use it to tease this, but we've shown what she looks like young now. So unless you're going to tell me she's not her either, we've already gone through this. But asks if he was there, and he was. Well, that's his response. So everybody's sitting there thinking.
Yes, I was there.
Yeah, because I'm the one in the picture. It's blurred out.
Were you
out.
The one taking the picture?
Right, and he doesn't answer that. Again, they're leading us this way. But says he knew her better than anyone. Again, that's clues. It's just lots of clues. But, you know, confirms that Liz can't read the letter, can't know who he is until after he's dead, because if she knew, she wouldn't do it. Again, there's nobody else we've met that makes sense for that unless he's an uncle. Unless he's like a brother, you know, there's which would be silly to introduce now, but or a twin brother, yeah, like Liz's uncle. I don't know.
Maybe they're Lannisters.
I'm trying to get away. No, I don't think it's that. But I'm trying to get away from the Red Arena because they're pushing it hard.
Oh yeah, we just don't want to believe it, because it's just too easy. At this point, it's just too effing easy.
And to tell us it without telling her, and I'm not there yet, but
okay,
the character she you don't end her tenure on the show without that character knowing. So anyway,
and cleanly, clearly, beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, none of his, her knowing,
not the ambiguous flashback ambiguous we got. Where stuff. Did she put it together as her life was flashing before her eyes?
And she didn't know, because I didn't.
I'm like, I could see they were trying to go there, but there was no concrete.
Yeah.
Light bulb, you know, type thing. that needed to happen so that she figured it out before she died.
Yeah. So as we go into that, yeah, she asks Aram for forgiveness. The whole team then, you know, having a conference call or wrestler piece it together that she's going
to
kill.
I want to go back to the Aram call. I liked that call. That was Aram. His spine got shiny. It was tough. It was hard. He said the hard words. Mm-hmm. And then she threw him for a fucking effing curveball. Mm-hmm. Of forgive, like, wait, what are we asking forgiveness for? For something that basically something I haven't even done yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. That's the Aram we love, because that's lovable. He stood up. He was mm-hmm. strong, and he got the curveball. That's. Mm-hmm. I really, really liked that scene,
yeah.
Kind of with him, because he was going the direction we wanted him to do. It shouldn't be easy. That's fine.
But the whole reason for that call is so the team figures it out.
Correct. It led to the next.
There's no. She doesn't make that call,
and they didn't figure it out. It was the guy sick on drugs in the hospital that figured it out.
Who all of a sudden, I don't know where this hospital is in relationship to his restaurant, but was able to book it across town and get there that team is also arriving there at the same time, you know, with vehicles.
He needed to say, oh crap, I'm closer. You know, the hospital, because we know the hospital's in the DC, Maryland area. Mm-hmm. And that's all he needed to say was, I'm only 3 blocks away. I can get here before you can.
But he's in great shape. I mean, he was only mostly dead. So, but he made it there. And, yeah, so Red's hug goodbye to Dembe was nice, but all for naught. So as the team's en route, you know, she tells Red she can't do it, and then the gunshot happens, and she gets shot. So she gets shot by Van Dyke. So we I didn't forget about him. I knew he was in the cast list, so I knew he was coming, and we never saw him die. So he was the number.
Yeah, he wasn't there in the raid.
Yeah, he was the right-hand man.
He was saying, hey, congratulations, you know.
Yep, he was on the phone, yep. Right-hand man for Townsend, so he gets killed. Red kills him in return, and then, you know, Red holding Liz.
Oh, he dead. He got four or five to the chest.
Mm-hmm. And then we get a montage of Liz on the show, and just going all the way back to the beginning, and everybody she's interacted with. All the way through to really that very end, with lots of shots of Agnes kind of towards it, really heavy on Agnes towards the end, but then trying
because it was pushing the mother daughter.
Yep. And then doing the whole trying to fade her, realizing trying to connect that Red is Katarina, but again, this show was 2 minutes short. The show is actually real short. The show could have gone another 2 minutes according to my clock. So there was no reason.
It wasn't just me. It felt a little bit weird to me too.
It just ended. Yeah. I'm like, we're coming back, right? We're coming back with some preview about something. I don't know.
Next season on the Blacklist.
Yeah, we didn't get that. I predicted we would get that. We didn't get that. But they teased it so hard. Like I said, you don't kill this character. I'm surprised they killed her, by the way. You don't kill this character without, if that is the case, if that is the truth, without some confirmation. If she's dying in Red's arms and Red is Katarina, you have plenty of time to squeeze in 15 seconds of it was
the light bulb moment
to say it was you all along. Yes, dear, it was. You have plenty of time to sneak that in, and then she dies in his arms.
Masha, I'm your mama.
Yeah. That's all you had to do. Because they didn't do that, it's ridiculous at this point, with Megan Boone gone from the show, to do that moving forward.
I agree.
Makes no sense. So who is he?
Because it's not going to mean as much. Oh, Pinky's grandma. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's,
who cares? Yeah. And again, if they knew all the way back, so if this had to be a part of the plan all along, or they know it's not Katarina, they'll tease the hell out of it so that we get to the cliffhanger at the end and all will be revealed, even though it was supposed to be revealed today. It's annoying.
It didn't really get answers.
It's no. It was a pretty useless episode. The episode was just here to kill off a lead character. We did talk about, is somebody else going to die? It's been a while, and
we've been talking about that since January, and even you called it that it was going to happen.
Yeah, even though I knew she was leaving, and we found that out, you know, last week, 2 weeks ago, I didn't think they would kill her off, because again, the way they announced it was that she would be leaving as a series regular. They could use her in flashbacks, or if they want to use her as a Mr. Kaplan ghost thing with Agnes. But they really developed up Agnes in this episode. She had a couple moments and conversations. The whole blessed thing.
Isn't Agnes Triplets or something?
The actress?
Yeah. Is it a single?
I think it's just one girl.
Okay. It must be a different show that I watch that they're using triplets for the young girl.
I don't know. I don't think Agnes is a triplet. No, I don't believe so. But They did have that whole conversation, the blessed conversation, and kind of developing the character, giving her some lines, because she's now the heir to this thing. We had the little princess talk, and I think that was thrown in.
Because it's on a podcast, so they can't see me dancing, but yeah. I was like, yes! I think
that whole thing, and because Agnes is alive, we talked about this even back then, that the heir goes to her, so Liz is actually was less important. So with Megan Boone leaving the show, killing Liz off, when it really comes down to just the line of succession, it does help that.
Are we going to talk about that?
We can go into it. Yeah,
I mean, what we need to figure out all of the things about feeding into that, right? So if I told you who I was, you wouldn't agree to kill me. Because I'm the only person that knows everything about your family history at this point. Mm-hmm. Is that a reasonable thing to say why she would not agree to? Because he's the Gregory Rasputin character in my story.
Yeah, so you would not kill me because you would need me.
You would think you would need me to tell you.
You would think you would need me to help
your family story.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Am I shoehorning this? Is that a reasonable?
No, because I feel Red Arena shoehorned. I feel like it's been shoehorned all along. Yeah, okay. This is something showrunners would do, is looking at the audience reaction and guessing on this. Trust me, this has been longer than 3 years. People have been speculating this. And if this is truly it, what horrible show writers they are to let that happen. Your whole show is built around mystery, and if everybody figured it out 4 years ago or whatnot,
yeah,
then you guys are just bad at doing this. The reason we don't believe on this show that is the case is because we think you are smarter than that, even though we question your writing sometimes.
You are.
We think
we're smarter than that. But
we,
that's for yeah, sure.
Well, that too. But we think that you would not write that as the thing if you.
There's no point.
There'd be no reason dragging on the mystery. Or you would have come through, you know, into season six saying, you know what, guys, cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows. Let's just go ahead. Let's end this thing.
I heard what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's end this thing and call it.
Cat is out of the diplomatic bag.
But they didn't do that. So, like I said, I think they absolutely tell the Megan Boone Liz character that is the truth today. They don't let her die without her knowing. She doesn't get it by piecing it together and then dying in peace. You know, that's not what happens. That's silly. Okay. So this was force-fed to us so that everybody would get it. Now it makes it even more sad because she dies not knowing. But
that's life. I could accept that, honestly. That's life. You know, this isn't a, you know, just to jump back to it, tell Cersei I want her to know it was me type deal. Mm-hmm.
Having Agnes, and like I said earlier, when Agnes came into the show, we with this theory that we've been subscribing to, knew that Liz's character was less essential because there was an heir.
There has been that kind of feeling, you know, as long as Agnes is around, you know, it's yep. the that, you know, that boy is our only hope. No, there is another type feel.
So absolutely.
I'm going to pull all the major operas into this.
Yeah, bring it on. So I'm definitely going to need to take some time to think about it. I'm not ready to go too crazy into theories yet, but Red's now plan is to, there's no vengeance on who did this to Liz because he shot the guy who shot him. And it was part of Townsend's organization. So it's not like he's got to go around the world just wiping out everybody else. Although I think that's going to be part of his plan because now he's going to have to keep this thing going. He's going to have to hope
full scorched earth. Yeah.
Yeah. Just so he can raise Agnes.
Now he has are they going to bring Scotty back in?
It would have to go to Scotty. She's the only one.
I was going to say, because who would
or now we have legitimate reason for real Katerina to come back, because she is actually family. And like you said, really kind of pushing this Miss French thing. I might swing back to Miss
I'm good with her. I think we're being groomed to get familiar with her being the nanny.
Yeah, which is fine. Which is fine. But
I'm kind of okay with that. We had other plans for her, and
we've had a few plans for her. Yeah. So, but now we can bring real mom back, real Katerina, because this,
assuming she's still alive.
If she's still alive.
Yeah.
If she's still alive, we can bring her back, because this would be justified reason for her to now take care of this little one. Although she stayed in hiding because she had to, but now that Townsend's dead, there's no directive. Even though he had shifted,
assuming there isn't some way to put it in escrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows how the mind of a master criminal works?
Yes, I don't know how the show advances with that. I gotta take some time to think about it. Again, we record this show immediately following it airing, so we get our thoughts out away.
Yeah, we're 40 minutes after Liz's death.
Yeah, so we are still processing what would come next, because
and she's dead. We believe she's dead.
She's dead.
She's gone.
Yeah, that went through the heart. They showed it. They showed her dead. They didn't show her. Yeah, you saw her fading away. And like you said, the life flash before the eyes segment, you don't do that if she's going to survive. So she's gone.
Okay.
I mean, they could have ghosted it and had Tom come and walk her away. That would have been cool. I mean, he still works for the network. So
yeah, that's true.
They could have done that. They could have had Ghost Tom walk over and, you know, walk her ghost away. But
okay.
Yeah. So I got to think about this. I'm not exactly sure where it goes from here, but you know, Agnes is going to be the new focus for Red to protect her and to move her forward. Does Scotty come back into play? If Red is Red Arena or Katerina, which I'm not going to subscribe to, but that would give him biological rights to taking her. But if he is not, then it could be him trying to get Katerina out. There's a lot to think about. Definitely with Megan Boone leaving, I think it did, it created this, but you know, again, apparently they knew she was leaving from the beginning of the season. It was no surprise. This was part of the plan, at least coming, it might not have been part of the plan last year, but it was part of the plan coming through this season, was to kill her off so that they could, move the focus. But doing all that to not tell her the truth, to give her meaningless backstory that she could have pieced together from everything she already knew, because we as viewers could do this very same thing. It does give us now the new angle as the viewer, is who as the viewer are we looking through now? Liz was us. Liz was our surrogate in the show. She was the person she was trying to find the answers for us. So who's trying to find the answers now? Are there answers that anybody cares? It's not going to be some 5-6-year-old girl. She doesn't understand the scope of this. So who's finding the answers? What answers? What's going on? You know, Red's kept secrets his whole life. He's not all of a sudden just going to start telling them to a 6-year-old girl. or however old she is supposed to be. So who That's are her. We watching this show through? Do they bring back Scotty? They could. They've just
she's still around. She went to Los Angeles, right?
Or there's justification to do it because she is biological.
And she's grandma. A criminal mastermind too. Yep. So
she's biological grandma, so they could bring her back. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. I like her. I think it would be good to bring her back. I thought she's a really interesting character too.
It was Famke Janssen, right? You know who it was? I totally got that wrong.
Was it her? I think I think you're right.
Famke Janssen.
So yeah. So that could be something they do. But we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. But and they did not give us a tease as to when the show's coming back, which I expected. I did expect a
October
Blacklist returns next fall or next year.
Because they'll do the whole thing. They'll either do Black October or Red October type thing for the marketing for the final season.
Mm-hmm. The Hunt for Red in October.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
We will see that. I got one last question.
Will it be the final season? You know, it doesn't have to be. I think it will be, but it doesn't have to be. It all depends.
I think it will be too. I think it's done at this point. We're tired.
Well, we are tired.
Yeah,
we're tired. You really had one thing left to tell us, and you left it in an envelope that no longer needs to be given to anybody.
Oh, two things. I think that envelope gets destroyed. I think that we actually start next season with that envelope being put into a shredder or something going, burned, there's now no audience for this.
Yep. Burned. Yep.
Cause even if it is Red Arena, Agnes doesn't give a shit about grandma.
Well, that's what I was just saying. Yeah. You have a 6-year old who can't comprehend the scope of what you're talking about here.
That letter doesn't need to go there, and it was addressed to daughter, not to granddaughter. He can write a new letter, so I think that letter.
If he was, the
I
one
think
that
letter
it,
gets
right.
destroyed. Yeah,
right.
Assuming the Red Arena is correct. I got one more question.
Yeah,
and I cannot for the life of me figure this out. How the hell did Park get Liz's number to call and leave a voicemail?
Yeah, all
and
of a sudden.
Why was that scene in there at all? I cannot feel like, because we talk about, you know, it's Chekhov's gun. You can't have it. There's no wasted time. There's no purpose for that scene.
Her calling Dembe and Red makes perfect sense. Calling Liz.
And Cooper called Dembe. Park called Liz.
She's the mom.
Park Arena.
Park Arena.
Like, seriously, like, why would she be the one calling her? Why would she have her number at all?
Mm-hmm.
Of all people, Park. I could see any other person on that team having Liz's number and calling, but not Park.
Good point. Yeah,
there was never. I don't want to say there wasn't any actor chemistry there wasn't any character chemistry, which is fine.
I've never gotten into Park anyway. I mean, she's never done it for me.
The actress or anything like that. It's just filling a void.
They need to replace Navabi somehow, and I'm surprised she hasn't come back.
Yeah, one more season.
I know. I really thought she was going to be a blacklister. I thought we had lots of ideas for her.
We still got a single digit, right?
I don't know if she would be the single digit.
Depends on how badass. She's badass.
Well, we know that. Yeah,
if she kind of gets her head together and
losing her. Well, we always talked about her losing her mind and forgetting everything she has learned and just being purely assassin.
What if she goes under some fancy treatment, figures it out, and then gets all, you know, full Paul Atreides mentat, and then figures out who Liz is, and it's like, oh no, we are not having the Russian monarchy come back.
Could be what brings her back. So we'll see.
Night bug.
We'll see. I'm going to have to think about this. I would expect that we, because it's been a couple seasons since we did one. I think it was a couple seasons ago we did our theories episode, and that was pretty popular. We still get people talking about it, so I think we'll probably do another one this summer.
Kinda, this is an alien. That's my new theory.
Kind of get our heads together and come up with some theories that we can maybe see for the next season. I don't know if and when we'll get confirmation of if it is the final season or not. They didn't talk about renewal until this existing season started. So unless they want to go ahead and announce that this will be the last season, they announced that ahead of time, yep. Which there's no reason not to, because I actually think that's a good thing to do. I think if you say that it's this is the last season, you know, all cards are on the table. Anything can happen. You know, no character's safe. You know, when you announce that there's another season coming, and that was a thing, we know there was another season coming. We know Red's not going to die because Megan Boone's leaving the show. So it was kind of an anticlimactic episode because we knew that. Why would they announce that 2 weeks ago? Why couldn't they have found a way with her, keep it under wraps, and then it would have been shocking to have her die if we didn't know she was leaving the show. Imagine how that would have been. We would be talking for 2 hours tonight about this if we didn't know she was leaving the show.
Yeah.
So...
Bad
on them. So we'll get together and talk about some more things. So, but we want to get your theories too. So if you want to participate in that, probably be roughly 2, maybe 3 weeks from now, something like that. But hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, give us some thoughts and theories. Let us know what you were thinking about where the show's going to go in the 9th season and how you feel it's come to this point. Are you happy Liz is dead so we can move on from her and get into other stuff? Are you satisfied with what you've learned in these last 2 episodes? What are your theories about what you haven't learned? So let us know all those things. Facebook, Twitter, at Podcasturbia. You can go ahead and follow us on Apple Podcasts. If you get the show from there, go ahead and leave us a review and some stars. We appreciate it. Helps the algorithms so that people who are looking for shows like this can find us. The more reviews, the more likely others can find us. So that is going to do it for this episode. I am Brian. He's Dave. We'll see you all next time.
Good night, everybody.